The November general election is just over 10 weeks away, and high-profile political contests on both sides of the Hudson are jamming the airwaves with campaign ads. In New York City, it's pretty much Mayor Bloomberg wall-to-wall. But in Jersey, the battle between the incumbent John Corzine and his Republican challenger Chris Christie has gone negative. With us now to talk about the status of the race for mayor and the battle for New Jersey's governorship is WNYC's Bob Henley. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So, Mayor Bloomberg appears to be on his way to setting another campaign spending record. So what is he getting for his money?
That is the $100 million question, which is what he's on a pace to spend. So far, he's spent about $37 million by mid-July. He spent $85 million last time. He does get Howard Wolfson, the top Democrat, who was a key player in Hillary Clinton's failed presidential bid. And he gets the ability, Carrie, to define the race and shape the debate by going wall-to-wall with ads, hammering home two key accomplishments that he thinks he can really base his whole campaign on, that he lowered crime, continued to lower crime, and that he improved the schools. He also gets a sophisticated expertise to target voters, big emphasis this time out on ethnic weekly newspapers. And yet, for all that money, we saw in the Quinnipiac poll last month that had a 3.5-point margin of error, that the lead he had with Thompson earlier, which was like a 23-point lead, had been cut in half to 10 points, with the mayor slipping below that critical 50% mark, 47% to 37% for Thompson, with half of the poll participants saying they did not know who Thompson was, suggesting that Bloomberg's running against himself.
Well, if Bloomberg's biggest potential liability is his self-financed campaign, how is Thompson doing? I mean, if people don't even know who he is, how does he keep running?
Wonks like myself, we like to talk about the money race, and that area is not doing so well. He only raised $71,000 last month, but spent $430,000. He has got a couple of million dollars on hand. He's entitled to get $1.25 million in public financing, but he did get the critical DC 37 support. That's the union that represents the lion's share of public workers in the city. That's 125,000 workers and 50,000 retirees. And all of them have a level of political activism that you just don't see throughout the city. And in a race where only one in four voters are expected to come out because it's not a president or gubernatorial contest at the top of the ballot, they're critical. They have what I call the amplified vote. They will encourage neighbors to come out, and they seemed fired up. So it seems that Thompson does, let's put it this way, it's not that he's going to win with it, but he couldn't even have a chance unless he had them in the House.
You say, you know, based on the numbers that people don't really know who Thompson is, that Bloomberg is on track to spend $100 million in this campaign. Is it too soon to get a sense of, other than the money, what the defining issues are going to be in this race?
No, I think that one of the things is a debate we saw earlier this summer over just how successful has the mayor's makeover of the schools been. And Thompson, in his role as controller, did an audit of the high school graduation records for a couple of hundred kids and found, according to him, that in some 10% of the cases, the DOE, Department of Education, couldn't substantiate that they had met the qualifications. That's the kind of thing you're going to see. I think affordability is central. I was speaking with a lot of the retirees, not the folks in the dais of the DC 37 event, but just the folks that had come to participate, to be part of this historic moment. Mm-hmm. And they raised things like the water rate hikes, the double-digit water rate hikes that we've seen for homeowners, that one elderly person said was like a new property tax. Also the question of the stop and frisk policy the police department has, where they stop and frisk hundreds of thousands of individuals each year.
Well, let's take a quick peek at New Jersey. The volume of the dueling attack ads are so negative. Why has it gone negative so early? And we've got about 60 seconds.
Sure. That's because John Corzine has a bad economy that he's dealt with, and then so it's hard for him to run on his record. And also, Chris Christie himself has never been an executive like a governor. He was a freeholder in Morris County. So it's important for both of them to kind of define the other early on.
Mm-hmm. And in the last few days, Karl Rove has surfaced as an issue in the
It's amazing.
Contest.
Yes, that's part of the House investigation into the supposed political firing of U.S. attorneys around the country. Apparently, Chris Christie had some conversations with Karl Rove when he was U.S. attorney of a political nature. The Corzine people say that's highly irregular because a U.S. attorney is supposed to be apolitical. And, of course, Christie is saying that he was a bipartisan afflicter going after both Democrats and Republicans when he was New Jersey's top federal law enforcement. enforcement man.
And that's where we're going to have to leave it. The conversation continues. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley joining us this morning. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.